Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got a couple hours left. About 8:30, we do have guest Randy Schultz coming on. Talk about some gifts for the gardeners. Now, I do believe we had a couple calls still on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Two more here. Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I learned once again why I listen to your show in the morning. Last week, I learned that there were at least three different varieties of cactus plants.
Yep.
and once we went visiting the people who had cactus plants, we were checking to see if any of them had the Easter cactus.
Yep.
And sure enough, one of them did, but they weren't willing to share. But this morning you opened up Pandora's box again, and that is, you mentioned wax-covered amaryllis bulbs.
Yes.
Is there any different way to grow them? Because my wife has had one on the ledge in the light, and it's doing nothing, and it's been at least 5 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be feeling the top of the bulb is usually exposed a bit. I'd take a look and see if that is still hard. If it is still hard, it's still viable. And what I might think about doing at that point is I might try to break off the wax a bit. I almost feel like at that point the wax might be too much.
Okay.
But, if there's no guarantee on it. So I would start by trying to feel and see if it's still see if that bulb is still hard.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing. To see if it's still viable. And then if it is, you could think about taking the wax off or, you've had it in a sunny window, I'm assuming. Maybe it's trying to force it by putting it into a warmer area, maybe like above a heating system, something where it's going to almost warm up a little bit too.
Yeah. I used to put my seeds above my refrigerator.
Yep.
Put them on top. Because of the heat rises from the old style refrigerators.
Yep.
Okay, I will have to tell her that. Well, either that or she'll take it back to the reputable nursery that she got it from and find out what they may say. Not that what you're saying is not viable, but because what we do is we get up in the morning when it's dark and we shine a flashlight into it looking for something to pop up. And nothing is popping up in weeks now. So we try to have one growing every year. Okay, young man. Very good. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. and take good care of you, yourself and your family.
You as well, Bob. I appreciate the call as always, and you enjoy your family and Christmas this year.
Thank you very much. All take right. care.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Fred's in Nashua.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. I have one question, and I'll throw it out, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Sure.
I have a pretty intense moss problem around my yard. I've thrown tons of lime at it over the years, and it just seems to come back with a vengeance. I've heard you talk about it before. So, like I say, I'll hang up and I'll listen to you on the radio, okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one. So moss is a terrible problem to have, right? When you have so much of it, there is not, it almost feels like there's not much you can do for it. But there actually is. So moss happens for multiple reasons. One, very acidic soil. Two, it's a very dark area and water sits there, or it's just a very dark area. Now, what do? Putting lime on it will bring your pH up there, but not all. It doesn't always work. What I always suggest for anybody who has a major moss problem is looking into getting a soil sample done just to see what else is going on, because sometimes there's another issue with some of the other nutrients that are in the soil. Magnesium comes to mind as one of the number one issues. Magnesium tends to act like if we were putting crabgrass control down. The idea behind crabgrass control is it creates a barrier and doesn't allow any of the crabgrass seeds to germinate. Well, what magnesium does is magnesium creates a barrier in the soil and doesn't allow some of those nutrients that you want to get into the root system or into other areas get where they need to go. Because you might get a soil sample back and it says your pH, you know, is a 6.0. Your nitrogen is at a normal level, but your phosphorus is off the charts. You have so much of it. You're saying, well, phosphorus is good for growing roots. Why isn't it working? But then you look at the magnesium and you have too much of it. Basically, that magnesium is just blocking everything. It's almost created a area where nothing can move through. So how do we fix that? There's a number of products out there. One, if you wanted to go to a local garden center, there's a Jonathan Green product called Love Your Soil. Or you can go with Natural Alternative. So their Natural Alternative website. The product you're looking for is sulfur. Both of them are pretty much identical to each other, right? Only difference is Natural Alternative also has the protolyzer in it, which is going to help when you're breaking down some of those nutrients, activate them a little bit quicker. So what this does is you put it down multiple times in a season, and it will not only break down that magnesium barrier, but it will also help break down clay-filled soils or very compact soils, allowing air to move through there, allowing those other nutrients to move through there. Because just by putting lime down doesn't completely correct it. Now, what I'd really suggest doing here is using a moss killer, like a Moss Max or one of those things to kill the moss on top. I like using the liquid form because I know I can spray it and you can see that it's wet. Usually within 24 hours, it'll then turn black. The mistake that a lot of us will make is, okay, it's black. It's just going to be biodegradable, go back into the soil. The thing is we need to remove it. It's created another barrier on there, so remove that moss, get rid of it, throw it somewhere in the woods or in the compost pile. Not necessarily have to be in the compost pile, but you get the idea. And from there, using that sulfur-based product, I use it 3 times. 3 applications in 6-week intervals, okay, at the same time as using a lime. Maybe what I would suggest using is a fast-acting lime. There's a number of them out there that you can use. And using them at the same time as you would use the sulfur-based product. So you use them in 6-week intervals. So, for example, say we do it April 1st. So you would put down the lime, and then you would put down the sulfur. So 2 separate applications, but the same day. You'd wait 6 weeks, put it down again. You'd wait 6 weeks from there, put it down a third time. And then what I always recommend doing is getting a soil sample then to see what's going on. But I'm going to tell you, I bet you a lot of that moss is no longer there. The reason why you're putting the lime at the same time is because you're releasing a lot of those nutrients in the soil so quickly that if you're not putting something back, you might just go back to square one. So moss in the lawn, using a sulfur-based product and a lime at double the rate, so 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and it'll say it on the bags, in 6-week intervals, 3 applications, is really going to help the moss get out there. The other thing, more sunlight. That's going to help as well. So hopefully that helped you with your answer, Fred. Hope you have a great one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have another call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Joshua's in Cape Cod.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing today, Patrick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. So I got a couple things, okay?
Sure.
Now my dad has a few Christmas cactuses.
Sure.
Now, I'm a horticulturist myself. I'm not quite sure if they need to be repotted. They're blooming fine, but he's getting nervous. But my real question about the Christmas cactus is, now, I know you got your Christmas cactus and you got your Thanksgiving cactus, and it's very, very hard to find a Christmas cactus. You almost can't find it.
Yep.
A true one. Now, my question is, with a true Christmas cactus, are the leaves jagged like a holly, or are they more rounded?
So the Christmas cactus itself,
like a true one.
The true Christmas cactus, are the rounded.
I knew it.
Rounded edges. The sharp edges are your Thanksgiving cactus.
Yeah, because it's blooming now, so I had a funny feeling it was, yeah.
So you had mentioned the repotting. So yeah. I would look at repotting it in the spring or after the fact of when it has, after it's done blooming, right?
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people actually wait until it's completely done flowering, so that way they don't disrupt any of the flowers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so they're not, because you wait all year for the
right,
for the blooms.
If it's
been a number of years since it's been repotted, I would definitely look at repotting. But you don't need to go from like a 12-inch to a 20-inch pot. just right. go the next size up.
Like 2 inches. I think it's in a 16. Should I do an 18?
Yeah, you know, it's I tried to go from a 16 to an 18, but what you could actually do and what you might be able to find on there that might be the best way is look at, you might be able to remove the pot a little bit, and if the soil's really hard and it's stuck,
it is
you most likely need, you're going to need to repot it, because that's going to just help get the, you know, the nutrients flowing back through it, getting the whole plant going for next year. You might even be able to, at this point in time, split it, you know, for the next year. That might be something to be looking at doing. You know, take a look and see if there is a specific spot where you could split it easily.
Yeah.
And then maybe put it in a couple pots. That might be nice. Or take some cuttings from it.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. And, I mean, we already know they grow in trees. They don't grow in nature and soil. So, they're not the biggest fans of soil, so they definitely need good aeration.
Yeah, so you look for, like, a cactus and succulent soil.
Yeah.
Because that has a little bit more sand in it. It'll allow the water to go through a little bit easier, et cetera. So I think that's where I'd be looking. And you can find that any local garden center will have it.
Yeah, because I think to be honest with you, Patrick, I think he just has, standard potting soil. You know what I mean? It's not succulent soil, but then I have a golden pothos ivy at home.
Okay.
It's been in the same spot. It's on a stand next to the window. It's been there for, about a year and a half. And it's a lot older than that. I rescued it from a house, and it was only, it had like, 8 or 9 different stems off of it. And they were only 5-6 inches. Now they're 14 feet apiece.
Okay.
And the problem I've been having is, I can hear the music coming. Do you want me to hold?
Well, I got to go to a break, and I do have a guest coming on. So if you want to do this for me.
Should I repot it? Because I'm getting yellow leaves here and there.
You might want to think about repotting and taking a look at the watering. That'll definitely help you.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered a record 50 million barrels of oil released from America's strategic reserve, aiming to bring down gasoline and other costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations. On MSNBC, Democrat Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland says it will help, but we need to get off fossil fuels.
Well, it will have an impact. The challenge, of course, is we have to transition off of the fossil fuels to renewable fuels. We need to do that for our economy. We need to do it for our environment.
The South African Medical Association debunked the hysteria over the Omicron COVID variant on Saturday. Angelique Kotze, the chairwoman of the South African Medical Association, now says the new variant known as the Omicron causes unusual but mild symptoms.
This is USA Radio News. This week's meeting between five U.S. lawmakers and Taiwan's president, carried out in defiance of China's wishes, bolsters the United States' intentions to stand behind Taiwan against the threat being posed by Beijing, China expert Gordon Chang said on Newsmax.
And if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern.
Meanwhile, Chang said he doesn't know how the Biden administration will respond if Beijing orders a military strike on Taiwan. Outside parties may attempt to exploit the killings at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, the two U.S. senators who represent the state said in a rare joint statement on Saturday. The exploitation would be for political purposes, Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Senator Ron Johnson said. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before we jump into our guests real quick, I just want to finish up with the golden pothos for Joshua, who was hit by the break, so I apologize. Joshua, if you're still listening, take a look at how you're watering the plant. Sometimes they'll turn yellow because they have too much or too little water. So don't just look at the soil for repotting. Take a look at how you're watering. So hopefully that can help you. All right. Now back to our regular schedule here. We have Randy Schultz here from Schultz Communications and a awesome website, Home and Garden, homegardenandhomestead.com. I always mess it up in my head. I apologize. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are you today?
Doing great. Ready for the holiday season.
Definitely. You always look forward to this time of year and thinking about what we can be doing for the gardeners. And, you know, last year we talked a little bit about of one of the items we're going to discuss again, which was the drill bit that you put on a power tool on your drill to dig for bulbs. And I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I ended up getting a bunch for the nursery I work for and are selling them because you brought it up even more. So I look forward to this because I get some of these ideas for next year and for the Christmas season this year. So I appreciate it when you come on.
Well, thanks. I appreciate being here, and it's fun to talk about gifts, and it's fun to talk about gifts for gardeners because, you know, gardeners always want more gifts that are related to their favorite hobby.
So definitely.
A fun time to talk about that.
Now, let's get started with, tell us a little bit about your website first, because your website is top of the line out there. With tons of information, and it's not just for this time of year, all year. So just tell us a little bit about your website first.
Sure. Well, homegardenandhomestead.com was designed to be kind of the one stop you need to make when you have any kind of questions about gardening or projects around the home
or even if you're on a bigger property and, you know, you're dealing with some livestock and some homesteading issues. And we try to make it accessible to everybody. And one of the most popular stories that we do each year is an updated Gifts for Gardeners story. And we review some of our favorites, and we take a look at what's new and potentially fun for gardeners. And so, once again, we've got a list of some great products.
Now, let's start off that. I think one of the, you know, you send me a list of all the different ones, and you have this on the website, but the first one I think I actually like the most on here is the daily advice from an experienced gardener. It's a day-by-day gardening calendar. So can you tell us a little bit about that and who is, you know, who's behind it?
Sure. Well, you're talking about Jessica Damiano's 2022 day-by-day gardening calendar. And this is a great gift for a gardener because it's sort of like giving the gift of having a personal garden coach. Jessica has gone through the entire year, and it's a month-by-month calendar, right? So you flip it up to January, and then you flip it up to February. And instead of there being a blank place for each day on that page, there's a little gardening tidbit or a reminder or make sure you're doing this in your garden. It really is like having a garden coach. So Jessica has been writing about gardens for 15 years for a publication called Newsday in Long Island. She's also the author of a syndicated garden column, so she knows what she's talking about. And her calendar is just a friendly reminder. Hey, get your garden seeds started indoors. Do this, do that, or think about this. She lives in Zone 6, USDA Zone 6, and her gardening calendar is designed for gardeners specifically in Zone 6 and 7. But even if you're in a warmer or a colder zone, you know, you can just jump ahead or look a month behind to make it relevant for your particular gardening situation in your zone. So that's something I really like as a garden gift.
Well, definitely. And, you know, parts of New England, at least half of it are in zone 6 and 7. So that's a good one to have in this area. And as you said, just look ahead a month and you're going to be kind of seeing what's going on for you as the zones go a little bit lower where it's colder. So that's
right.
It's definitely a good one. I have a book that has everything to do every day, but you know what? Having an updated calendar up to date, like 2022, a lot better than the book I have from the 90s. Just, you know, so I definitely recommend this one highly.
Right, right. I don't want to diss your book, but having a calendar that you're probably going to look up the date, you know, several times a week anyway, just to make, if you're like me, it's like, what date is it again? And having a little garden tidbit there is really handy.
Oh, it definitely is. Now, let's think about some a gift of the garden seeds. Now, there's a couple out there, and you have a really good company that you're talking about here.
Right. Well, most of what is on my list, and again, you can go to homegardenandhomestead.com and see all of this, and probably more than we're going to get to today. But one of my favorite garden seed companies is a Colorado-based company called Botanical Interests, and they are really good at what they do. They tend to offer organic seeds that are not GMO-modified. They're tested in the gardens, a lot of heirloom varieties, a lot of favorite varieties. And so this time of year, they package some of their seed packets into vegetable or flower collections, right? So one of my favorites is the Basic Bounty Vegetable Collection, which is 9 packets of seeds that are, they're sure to produce a tasty harvest of vegetables. You've got some favorites in there called Market Moore Organic Cucumber or Bush Glacier Bean or Black Beauty Summer Squash, which is a classic variety, happens to be my favorite. So you get 9 packets of seeds in a nice little gift box, and it's a great it's a great gift for less than $20 for anybody who wants to start a vegetable garden in a couple of months.
Definitely. It's a good way to do it. And I know botanical interests myself. The garden center I work for and all the Mahoney's garden centers actually have botanical interest seeds in their stores. So I know firsthand they have a great quality. The packaging is phenomenal as well. So
oh, yeah, absolutely. Each package is like a little work of art. And unlike a lot of seed packs that try to put, you know, all kinds of information on one little panel, when you open up a botanical seed packet, there's an inner flap that gives you even more growing information. So they really do a good job of helping you succeed in the garden, which is obviously what we all want to do.
Definitely. They're a great company to be using. So definitely, if you're looking for seeds, that's a great one to be looking at. Now, let's move into one of our favorite topics to hate is weeding. you have a couple weeders out there that are pretty top of the line. I was hoping you could tell us about them a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, again, we focused on an American company. No problem getting this stuff shipped to you. The company is called Cobra Weeder. They are based in Wisconsin. It's a family-owned company. And quite a few years ago, they introduced something called the Cobra Head Weeder. It is a single blade digging tool molded with a handle that is real comfortable and you know will never slip. The handle never slips from the blade, right? Which is a pet peeve of mine. So the Cobra Head Weeder is my favorite weeder of all time. They also have a Cobra Head Mini, a smaller sized version of their original weeder, and that's great for folks with smaller hands, maybe seniors. It's a great way to weed in smaller spaces in the garden, including containers. So it's a great tool. It solves an ongoing problem. You know, weeding never goes away as a chore for gardeners. But why not have the best possible tool for the job?
Definitely. It's got a really cool look to it. The hook on it is definitely worth using. I go with the longer handle myself on a lot of things just so I don't have to get deep, bent over real big. But you're definitely right on with using the mini for, you know, container gardening, for raised garden beds. You know, weeds still go in there. They really don't care where they are. They're going to go anywhere.
Right. And Cobra Head has a long handle weeder, same blade as in the original tool. It's just on the end of a 4-foot ash pole, and it makes stand-up weeding really easy.
Definitely. Now, I led off with this because I was really excited about it last year when we talked about it, but you have you brought to my attention even more last year was this power planter. It's a auger from the power
right.
from Power Planter. Can you tell us about that? Because I think it's phenomenal.
Sure. This is again one of my favorite tools. It's a digging tool for planting, and it basically a planting auger is just a giant drill bit. It goes right into your cordless electric drill, and it turns your drill into a digging tool. So instead of using a trowel or a shovel, you literally drill holes in your planting bed for things like, you know, fall blooming bulbs or tomato transplants or whatever it is you're planting in your spring garden or fall flower garden. Literally in a couple of seconds, it digs a hole. So if you're, for example, I planted 150 bulbs this fall. Having a tool like this makes the job so much easier. It's so much more fun to plant bulbs when you've got a tool that zip, zip, zip is digging the holes for you. And again, it's an American company. It's based in a farm-based company in southern Illinois. The family's been making these tools for three generations. And Power Planter Auger. It's one of my favorite tools, and it's one of my favorite gifts to give a gardener. I love to give a gift to a gardener who doesn't know that there's an easier way to do something, you know?
Definitely, and as gardeners, we do a lot of things as trial and error and see what'll work and what won't. But if somebody has already tested it and it works, would rather use that than have to do some of that trial and error. So that's one of the great things of thinking about what to give the gardener is something that you know works well.
Absolutely. And again, you know, go to homegardenandhomestead.com. There's more information on all of these things. And there's links to go click on to go directly to the product. Makes it really easy.
Definitely. So I want you to hang tight with me, Randy. I have another segment with you to get up some of these stocking stuffers that we might think about putting for our gardener as well. So hang tight with me. When we get back, we'll be joined by Randy Schultz from Schultz Communications. We'll be back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Randy Schultz in regards to gifts for the gardener. Now, Randy, during the break, we actually had a call already, because people are already listening, wondering where they can get that Jessica Damiano's Experience Garden Calendar. Could you just let us know again where we could get that?
Absolutely. That product and all the ones we're talking about this morning are at homegardenandhomestead.com. There's a written description of the product. There's a photo, and there are links to click on to go directly to the site where you can buy that specific product.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Now, let's think some stocking stuffers. Let's talk about it a little bit. You have one that, you know, we all worry about insects, and we never have what, you know, what's going to be best for us. And the ones that we sometimes use don't smell very good. You have a pretty good one here. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, there's a new company called Parakeeto, and they are offering insect repellents that do not have chemicals. For those of us who don't really want to spray chemicals on our bodies, the basic, you know, working ingredient in these formulas is a natural essential oil. And so even though the product smells good to us, insects don't like the smell of these products. So one of my favorites is a handy little spray of insect repellent that you can put in your purse or your back pocket. You can take it with you in the garden. You take it with you wherever you are. And this all-natural insect repellent will keep pesky mosquitoes and ticks away. It smells good, honestly. And it works. So I love this product. And again, the stocking stuffer category, when we were looking at things to put in it, these are items that tend to be small and can actually fit in a stocking, and cost less than $20. So this particular item is one of my favorites. It's new on the market, and I hope that gardeners take advantage of this, because a lot of us in gardening, you know, we're getting against, you know, getting away from the whole chemical nature of gardening, trying to be more natural. And this is a natural product that you spray on your body and keep the nasty bugs away.
Definitely, and it is safe for children, pets. Even on here, it says for pregnant women and people with sensitive skin. So that is a bonus, because we all know that, you know, we try to protect our children and family. So that's a great one. Now, another stocking stuffer, we're going back to Botanical Interest, because they have a pretty cool selection of some note cards. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, but Botanical Interest, if you've ever seen their seed packages, they always feature a hand-illustrated picture of the flower or the vegetable or whatever it is. So they decided to, since they're known for botanical artwork anyway, they put together a botanical art note card set of six different note cards that feature lovely, you know, color illustrations, everything from like a butterfly on dill flowers to ripe ears of multicolored glass gem corn. If you've ever seen glass gem corn, it's so colorful, it doesn't even look real. Anyway, these blank greeting cards are great for, you know, any occasion. A thank you card or a thinking of you message, you know, when an email isn't the right, when an email just isn't personal enough. So I love this little set of cards, $13.99. Can use them throughout the year for virtually any occasion.
Awesome. Now, we have less than a minute left, and real quick, you have a couple books on there. If you want to just say the names of them and then finalize with your website, that would be great.
Sure. Okay. Gardeners love books. One of my favorites is Mini Meadows by Mike Lazotte, who is the proprietor of one of the great seed companies, American Meadows. Love that book. I love a book called The Lifelong Gardener, Garden with Ease and Joy at Any Age by Toni Gattoni. She's an inspiration, and she'll help you garden with less pain and, you know, for the rest of your life.
Awesome, Randy. I appreciate it. As always, we're going to throw up the link to your website on our Facebook page a little bit later today for those of you who are listening and looking for some more information. But thank you, as always. You have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much, Patrick. You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.